after several months, I came across this document put out by some industrial company, a maker of silica fume, and it warned the users, keep the container tightly closed, otherwise it will absorb CO2 from the air. That's when the eureka moment came up. We use ferroc as the binder, an iron-based binder, and crushed glass bottles as our aggregate, and our only aggregate. No sand, no gravel. Ferroc can bend more without breaking, and it can take more stress without bending. In other words, it holds together more cohesively, and they call that flexural strength. And that is also related to its greater toughness and its greater crack resistance. So even if there is a little crack created, ferroc will not break apart as readily as Portland cement.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us David Stone, inventor of ferroc, carbon negative building material. Welcome, David. He joins us from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
Cement in its modern version was invented in 1824 by Joseph Aspdin, and he invented what we now call as Portland cement. We see cement in products all around us. What are the key ingredients that go into making cement?
Well, the primary ingredient most people don't realize is limestone, which is a rock. It's related to marble. It's a sedimentary rock made up of calcium carbonate. And it was formed primarily by organisms in the past, such as seashell-bearing organisms that laid down vast amounts of calcium carbonate that they made out of the seawater to make their shells. So that is now mined out of deposits, so-called deposits of calcium carbonate or limestone or marble, and then it's crushed up. And here is the real problem. It's not just crushed and used. It has to be heated to extremely high temperature.
What temperature approximately?
About 1400 degrees centigrade. So it's the kind of heat required to break down the calcium carbonate. Carbonate is basically carbon and three oxygen atoms. So within that, there's a carbon and two oxygen atoms, CO2. And at a certain temperature, like 1400 degrees, the CO2 leaves, and it leaves one oxygen behind and the calcium behind, calcium oxide, lime, what we call lime. Mm-hmm. And now that material is very reactive, and it reacts with other materials that are mixed in with it, like clay and iron. And when it goes through this high temperature in a kiln, which is this giant rotating tube with something like a jet engine at one end, creating all this heat from combustion, raises the temperature, breaks down that rock. They call it calcination, to calcine it. And that's the problem with Portland cement. Not to get too wrapped up in all the chemistry, that process of both burning the fuel and driving off the CO2 from the calcium carbonate creates lots of greenhouse gas. In fact, one ton of CO2 gas for every ton of Portland cement. And a ton of Portland cement is maybe the size of, a large dresser or bureau. But a ton of CO2 is the size of a small building. So all of that gas, that cloud of CO2, is given off, every few minutes at a kiln. Say they create 1 million tons of Portland cement every year. That means 1 million tons of CO2. And there are thousands of cement plants around the world creating thousands of millions of tons of CO2.
So how much of the carbon dioxide emissions in our atmosphere is because of the cement industry?
Of the total output, if you could call it that, the total pollution generation of the entire world per year, of that, about 6 or 7% comes from Portland cement. So it's greater than many countries, you know, not as much as China or the United States or the European Union or India, but a sizable amount. The problem is that it's difficult to change the cement making process so that it does not produce that.
Often people get confused or interchange concrete with cement. So what is concrete?
That's a very good question, and it's important to clear that up. Cement, Portland cement, is the binder, the so-called binder that holds all the aggregate together. And the aggregate is chunks of stuff, like sand and gravel are the most common aggregate. Mm-hmm. So if you add sand and gravel together with water, which is the other primary ingredient, you get wet sand and gravel, but they won't stick together. You can make a sandcastle with wet sand, but you cannot make a building or beams or a road. Portland cement is the binder, the glue that holds the sand particles together with the gravel chunks together, and it's all activated by the water. So concrete is the combination of Portland cement, sand, gravel, and water.
So when we see those mixers going on our road, they are basically mixing the cement with the sand and gravel, ready to be used at the construction site.
Yes. Ready mix is what they refer to that. The mix is ready. They call it ready mix for short, ready to come out of the truck and be poured onto the site, into the forms, and then vibrated and troweled out. The actual mixing starts at the plant where they put all the ingredients together. The truck is turning to keep it mixed and to keep it from setting up. It would be a real problem if that concrete just sat in the truck and then hardened up, because then somebody has to go in and chisel it all out. So the trucks keep turning, keep the mix fluid.
I heard you refer to cement as Portland cement. Is that the only kind of cement?
Actually, no. There are